And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
You are listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. This is Bill Frank, and we're on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is presence, either online or off. Each of my guests will share what it takes to have a strong presence. Now, my next segment is something new. It's a call-in segment. Several of my listeners have requested this. I'm going to open up the mics and let callers express whatever is on their mind, and we'll talk about whatever topics that you have. You can call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. And keep that number handy, because a little bit later, I will be giving away four sandwiches or four salads from Urbane Cafe. Two locations here in Ventura County to serve you. One is at 4950 on Telephone Road in the Barnes & Noble Plaza. The other is at 1730 on Gonzales Road, the intersection of Rose and Gonzales. I'll be giving those away in just a few minutes. What's on your mind, Ventura County, is this new segment that we're going to be launching every Tuesday where you get to turn the tables on me. Instead of interviewing a guest, you can call in and interview me with whatever topic that's on your mind. The number is 639-0008. Call in and share whatever's on your mind. We'll talk about national, international, statewide, or local topics. I just want to hear from you. What's going on in the world around you? Call in and share it. What's puzzling you? What's got you frustrated? Call in and share that. No topic is off limits to us. If you're a regular listener, you know that I address a wide range of subjects on this show, and that's because you, my listeners, want to hear more about the world around them. Now it's time to discuss these topics in even more detail, ask questions about them, and you can call in and do that at 639-0008. So to get the ball rolling, I have got a couple of different topics that I want to throw out there, and then we'll get into giving away the free sandwiches and free salads from Urbane Cafe. First on my list is the media too biased? Do newspapers, radio, TV present the facts, or do they present what they want you to hear, read, or see? Even my show, Brainstorming with Billy the Brain, do I present the issues clearly and fairly? Well, I want you to consider this news report from a CBS affiliate in Chicago. It's the story of a drive-by shooting that killed a 16-year-old boy. The report included an interview with a 4-year-old African-American boy who said that he wanted to own a gun when he grew up. The report made it sound as though this boy, 4 years old, was a gangster in training. So I want you to listen to what aired on television on a CBS affiliate in Chicago. This is what was actually aired.
No, I'm not scared of nothing.
When you get older, you're going to stay away from all these guns?
No.
No?
No.
What do you want to do when you get older?
I'm going to have me a gun.
Because I live right.
Now, it's clear that the boy says, I'm going to have me a gun. And then the reporter goes on to comment, that is very scary indeed. That's what was reported. That's what ran on the Chicagoland news media for CBS affiliate up there. Now, if you listen to the raw footage of the interview to learn why the 4-year-old boy wants to own a gun, the true story actually comes out. When the reporter asks, why do you want to own a gun? The boy says, I'm going to be the police. Listen to what he had to say.
Are in custody.
Boy, well, that's what I like to hear. You ain't scared of nothing.
I can't wait to see it.
Damn. When you get older, you're going to stay away from all these guns?
No.
No?
No.
What do you want to do when you get older?
I'm going to have me a gun.
You are? Why do you want to do that? You know what happens when
I'm going to be the police.
Okay, well then you can have one.
All right, notice that the reporter did not include the extra comment, I'm going to be the police. And in reality, that's what the little boy was thinking. But what was presented and what was aired on the news made the boy sound like he was some kind of thug. Now, you might think, okay, that's Chicago, that's sensationalized. You got to cut through all of the clutter in Chicago to really get your message heard. But think about it. Back when there were only three networks, ABC, NBC, and CBS, CBS prided itself on being the most thorough, albeit the most liberal, news department that's out there. What has happened in the meantime? Has the 24-hour news cycle really forced us to create the news like you hear the sensational comments there? Call in at 639-0008 if you've got a comment about this. If you don't like what you're hearing from this 4-year-old boy, whatever it is, come on in, call in, and we'll talk to you about that. Who do you trust to give you the news? I mean, now that's a very important subject. The world is increasing number of news sources out there. Who are you going to trust? Who do you choose for your news sources? Now, doesn't this limit your perspective? If you go to the same old news sources again and again and again, and you get the same old opinions again and again and again, does that open you up to differing opinions, maybe differing facts, maybe even a differing perspective? If you had heard that Chicago news report, you might have thought that that little four-year-old was going to be a gang member, when in reality, if you listened closely to the rest of what he said, he's probably going to grow up to be a policeman. So what do venerated news sources like the BBC or even CBS, the Wall Street Journal, you know, what are they doing? Are they still your prime sources for news? What about blogs? Do you go to blogs, and can you trust a blog if you go and you read something on a blog? Because you might think bloggers are just people sitting around in their underwear at home writing whatever is on your mind. But before you jump to the wrong conclusion, consider this. Many blogs are written by laid-off journalists from respected news organizations that we once trusted. Are these same journalists to be trusted? If you've got any thoughts on this, call in at 639-0008 and go on the air. Be glad to talk to you about this. In today's world where information is abundant, in fact, probably overabundant, what's really lacking are the filters to screen out the noise. What do you think? Who do you use to filter the noise that you hear? So call in 639-0008 if you think the news media is biased. If you think the news media is unbiased, call in. I want to hear what you have to say. Now, remember, I said that we were going to have some sandwiches from Urbane Cafe. In fact, I've got four of them. You can redeem these coupons for either a sandwich or a salad. Or I guess you could have two sandwiches and two salads, one sandwich, three salads, one sandwich. However you wanted to redeem them, you can redeem them. There are two Urbane Cafe locations to serve you in Ventura County, 4950 Telephone Road in the Barnes and Noble Plaza there. Also at 1750 East Gonzales Road, which is the intersection of Gonzales and Rose in Oxnard. Call in, be the third caller, and you can be the winner of those four sandwiches or those four salads from Urbane Cafe. And remember, lines are open for people who want to call in and talk about the news. And we have a caller, Rick from Newberry Park. Hi, Rick. How are you doing today?
I'm well. Good morning, Billy. How are you, sir?
I am terrific. Thanks for calling in. So what did you think about the news story of the four-year-old painted to be a gangster in training?
Well, I'm mixed. And the reason is it's just filtered. It's not real news. And it feels to me that they're creating a very difficult position because we didn't get the real story. We only got what they decided, meaning the broadcaster decided to produce to us,
right?
Or at least filter to us. But the question I had is, how much of news today is based in fear?
How and much?
I have no history, I have no knowledge, I have no experience in broadcasting. And I understand that, what do they say, blood sells or bleed leads?
If it bleeds, it leads is the mantra of news organizations. If it bleeds, it leads, because that's what gets people's attention. And certainly every news organization falls victim to that.
And I understand about revenue and selling and advertising, but it's just frightening to me how much stuff is based on fear, whether it be security, which is a oxymoron anyway, in my opinion. But just people are just led like sheep, I believe.
Well, it's not so much that, but fear builds on itself. And remember, the media, and I fall victim to this myself, the media wants you to keep coming back.
Sure.
And so to do that, you have to have something that builds and builds and builds. Fear is one of those things that builds. Let's take 9/11 as a classic example. I don't even know what the demographics were for watching the airplanes plunge into the Twin Towers and into the Pentagon. But that had people riveted to it because people wanted to know what was going to come next, what was happening. We were in a heightened sense of fear, a heightened sense of panic, and we just wanted the news. That was probably one of news's finest hours in the past decade.
Agreed. And the reason I say that I agree is because it was very, very transparent. It was, what's happening is what's happening. And I think people have a real thirst of transparent knowledge, whether it be in your local politics. They just want to know the real story, because I believe most American citizens can really take good news and bad news, but they really want to hear what's happening.
And that's where the filters come in. That's where the editors come in. That's where the producers come in, because they're the ones who decide what goes on the air, what goes into the newspaper, and what gets left on the cutting room floor. A perfect example is that the clip that we used of the four-year-old boy. The producer of that segment said, I'm going to use the part where the four-year-old boy says he's going to own a gun,
yep,
and I'm going to leave on the cutting room floor the part that he says he wants a gun because he's going to be a policeman. Changes the whole tenor of that interview, because now the little boy is painted, as he's portrayed on the news, is painted as a gangster in training.
Mm-hmm.
And in reality, he is probably a policeman in training. Completely opposite ends of the spectrum, depending on what that producer filters out of the story.
Well so, said. Then, I tell you what, I really appreciate your time. I don't want to. I'm sure you have other callers.
We do, and I got to throw it open for the sandwich winners. Remember, be the third caller at 639-0008, and you can win four sandwiches or four salads from Urbane Cafe. Rick, thanks so much for the call, and we'll talk to you down the road. So, if you've got a thought about the media, whether we're biased or not, call in and express your ideas. Rick was the first to do it, but I'm sure that there are others that are out there. Is the media too biased? Heck, is Billy the Brain Show even too biased? Call in. I've got thick skin. I can take whatever you have to say, and we'll chat about it here on the air. On another subject, this is one that I brought up at the tail end of last Tuesday's segment, but I wanted to get it out there because I woke up last Monday morning and there was a man rummaging through my recycled trash. And this guy didn't know him. He wasn't somebody that was a neighbor, lived in the neighborhood. He had come from outside of the neighborhood to be there. And he was removing the cans and the bottles from inside of my recycled trash. And he was going to take those in and he was going to redeem them for cash, which is, you know, what the recyclers want you to do. But here's the rub. I pay E.J. Harrison to recycle my recyclables. In fact, the way I view it is the more money that E.J. Harrison can make on my recyclables, then the lower that it should keep my trash bill. At least, presumably, that's the way it should work. So why is this stranger allowed to come in and take the recyclables for his own benefit and deny E.J. Harrison the opportunity to recycle my recyclables for money? Is this stealing? Is the man rummaging through my trash can, which is on the street, a public venue, is that stealing where he comes along and takes the thing and then redeems them for cash? Or is it entrepreneurship? Is this guy showing incredible entrepreneurial skills? I mean, if this person is so impoverished, wouldn't he and wouldn't I be better off if he were to just ask for a handout? That might be a more direct, here's some cash, go do something with it, rather than taking the recyclables out of my trash can. Or is taking other people's recyclables really just his way of being an entrepreneur, or is he, in fact, breaking law? What do you think? Have you ever had anybody rummaging through your trash on the street on trash day, looking for things that they can turn into gold for themselves? How do you feel about that? Is that stealing? Or is that entrepreneurship? Should we nurture that kind of behavior because these are people that are showing drive and initiative? Or should we throw these people in jail because they are, in fact, stealing from either me or the trash company E.J. Harrison? What are your thoughts on that? It's a basic issue, but it's one that people need to think about because it goes to the heart of your privacy. If this guy's allowed to come in and take your recyclables and recycle those for cash, what about your privacy? What about other stuff that you keep in your trash? How secure is that? Do you ever put valuable papers in the trash without shredding them first? What if somebody were to come along and get a credit card statement? What if somebody were to come along and get your bank statement and be able to use that against you to really do something illegal? How illegal is it for people to come and take stuff out of the trash cans that are on the public streets? This is an important question and one that came to mind last Monday when I saw the man rummaging through my trash can. Remember, call in 639-0008, be the third caller, and you can win four sandwiches or four salads from Urbane Cafe. We've already had a couple of callers, so the next one might be the one to win. Call us at 639-0008. Where do we draw the line between public privacy and public exposure and privacy? Is trash on your street considered in the public domain, or is it still part of your private property? A bigger question, much more so than the guy stealing the cans and the bottles out of my recycle bin just to recycle them for cash. All right, well, that doesn't float your boat. How about this? You know that my interviews now are available on the Apple's iTunes store. You can go to iTunes, type in Billy the Brain in the search box, go to the podcast section, and you can download my interviews for free. That's right. I put them all up onto iTunes for free. You can take them with you wherever you go, put them into your iPod, your iPhone or your iPad and then listen to them at your convenience. If you're at the gym, you can pop them in and you can listen to the interviews there. If you are in a down moment and you're riding on public transportation, you can listen to the interviews there. They're all available on the iTunes, Apple iTunes store. Just go in, type in Billy the Brain and download them from podcasts. All right, let's turn our attention to what's happening in Washington, D.C. Is the show that's going on in Washington, D.C. over the budget ceiling limit increase disgraceful? The partisan, the acrimonious battle that's going in Congress over increasing the debt ceiling limit is frightening, and it's wearing down most Americans. It's, is this what we elected our senators, Barbara Boxer and Dianne Feinstein, or our congressmen, Lois Capps and Elton Gallagher, to do? Are the senators and the congressmen representing you? Is this gridlock, is this battle, is this bringing us to the brink of the deadline what you as a voter would have wanted them to do? Do you want your elected officials playing a game of chicken with our national credit rating? Now think about this. On a personal level, you know how important a good credit rating is for getting a mortgage, for buying a car, getting a credit card, whatever. You need to have a good credit score. On a national level, our credit rating impacts who wants to lend us money in the forms of buying our U.S. securities, and how much money we have to pay in interest to allow them to borrow that money, for us to borrow that money. So what does the rest of the world think about the political theater that is going on in Washington, D.C. right now? Think about it. The United States, the U.S. dollar, is the world's reserve currency. Oil and other commodities are priced in U.S. dollars. So when we play chicken with our credit rating, we are directly negatively impacting the value of the dollar. In effect, we're making it more expensive for the rest of the world to buy oil, gold, wheat, corn, or any other commodity that's out there. Is it our goal to make things more expensive for the rest of the world? Or should we be leading the rest of the world out of this recession, not making it worse? Does the wrangling in Congress show a lack of leadership? And if so, where's the leadership vacuum? Is it the president? Is it the leadership of the Senate? Is it the leadership of the House of the Representatives? Who is leading this country? Is the Tea Party exerting its influence on U.S. politics? Did you elect a Tea Party candidate to represent you? Lois Capps and Elton Gallagher aren't Tea Partiers. Barbara Boxer and Dianne Feinstein aren't Tea Partiers. But it seems to me that with this battle, the Tea Party movement has held up even those Democratic and Republican candidates who are not members of the Tea Party. Did you elect your congressman or your senator to govern or to display a lack of leadership? If you elected them to govern, is this the type of governing that you voted for? Is this what you would do if you were in Congress yourself? And if it's not, is it the sort of thing that you want your elected officials to be doing? Did you vote for your congressmen and your senators to panic the financial markets with a game of chicken? Did you vote with them to lower the value of your 401k or your other retirement plan? Because that's exactly what you got. Did you vote for them to fill the newspapers, the radio, the TV news with the worry about default? Did you vote for your elected officials to disgrace the United States on the world stage? Did you want them to project an impression that we are the greatest nation on earth? Or did you want them to project that we are a nation that has a governing dysfunction? Did you vote for them to create jobs and lead the country out of the recession? Or did you vote for them to prolong the recession? Because that's exactly what's happening. Are you outraged at the disgraceful actions of our elected officials in Washington, D.C.? Or do you just don't care? Has politics become so disconnected from the real world that nothing that politicians do or say has any meaning? If you've got any thoughts on that, be sure to call in 639-0008. You can also win the sandwiches from Urbane Cafe. Call in at 639-0008. That's What's on Your Mind, Ventura County, for today.